Stanley Almodovar, 23 years old. Amanda Alvear, 25 years old. Oscar Aracena Montero, 26 years old.
The universe has a plan for you. You are not an accident. Only you can make a difference. Looking at the world today, it's amazing how unforgiving life can sometimes be. No matter how much we gain or lose in life, there will always be difficulty times in our lives. Life is beautiful, it's sad, it's also tragic. In the midst of tragedy, there is always hope that makes us a part of something great and lasting. The road ahead is for changing us. Life is about what it takes to learn. Learning to have faith in a higher power. Some comes, some goes. While there are some whom are still here, hanging on. Rest in peace, angels of the rainbow.
This all happened in the United States of America. We are very honored to have the Consul General of the United States of America, and I invite you now to take the stand.
Well, thank you very much. And I really want to thank the LGBTI rights movement FOCO, the Flora Suite Hotel, the Curaçao Gay Pride, the Curaçao Rainbow House, and all of you here today for this very moving wake and tribute to the victims and survivors of the terrible massacre in Orlando.
I know that this is so moving, and it's just so touching to see the kind of solidarity that we've seen around the world, but here in Curaçao, especially for me, this was something that was organized by the community here, by the people here, and they reached out to me, and I'm just, personally, I'm very touched, but also as a country, we are just so very touched by all of the expressions of condolences that we've received from all over the world. Of course, as President Obama said yesterday, we know that this was not just an act of terror, it was an attack on the LGBTI community. The sad thing is that this could have happened anywhere, that there is still this discrimination, this intolerance in many places. I mean, it still exists in the United States, of course, but in many places around the world. I see a very vibrant LGBTI community from what I've seen. It's in general a very tolerant, accepting environment here. And thank you again to the people of Curaçao for organizing this tonight. It means so much to us.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay.
In tribute. Op de steps, op de doorsteps van jouw hotel, ja. Waar normaal gesproken op dit tijdstip een happy hour is. Hoe ben je dit hour vandaag?
Heel bijzonder. En niemand had gedacht dat we dit zouden hebben. Hè? Want het is bijna een week geleden dat het vreselijke massacre gebeurd is in Orlando. En ik was behoorlijk van slag. Nog steeds eigenlijk.
Ja, dat is je ook te zien. Leg je dan ook gelijk verbanden zelf met je eigen eiland?
Met het eiland, je denkt niet direct, maar we denken natuurlijk wel, we hebben iedere vrijdag ook een hele gezellige bijeenkomst. En niet alleen met de LGBT community, maar vrienden van en kennissen van en familie. Het is een heel gemengd gezelschap wat we hier iedere vrijdag hebben. En je moet je toch niet voorstellen dat het ooit op het eiland zou gebeuren.
We hebben misschien wel een naam als gay friendly, maar is dat ook zo?
Ik denk het wel. Want ik denk dat de Curaçao community en de mensen van Curaçao heel vriendelijk zijn. Heel liefdevol over het algemeen. En ik denk dat dat echt bijna 100% is.
If I was gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, it gets dropped on the daily.
We become so numb to what we're saying. Wilson Leon, 37 years old. And Gerald Arthur Wright, 31 years old.